And from the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, I'm Paris Alston. Welcome to Boston. As the Commonwealth sees a spike in coronavirus cases due to the highly contagious Delta variant, some areas are still struggling to get folks vaccinated. One of them is Hampden County in Western Massachusetts. There, a little over half of residents have received at least one dose. That's compared to more than 70% of residents statewide, according to the Department of Public Health. And the vaccination rate is even lower among Black and Latino residents in Hampden County seat, the city of Springfield.
As you might know, or you might not know, Springfield is trending in the wrong direction, badly.
That's State Representative Bud Williams, whose district covers part of Springfield. The Black and Latino communities combined make up about two-thirds of the city's population. According to the latest state data, some 38% of Black Springfield residents have had at least one dose of the COVID vaccine, and just 33% of Hispanics. Williams has been trying to change that through his role in the city's Black COVID-19 Coalition, a group he helped organize last April. We met up with him recently at a vaccination site the coalition set up at Springfield Technical Community College. The room was mostly quiet, except for the AC and ceiling fans, and a handful of volunteers. The number of people there to actually get a vaccine? You could count them on one hand.
Some of these sites, we're doing 15, 20 people, which is great. That's huge, you might not think, compared to 1,800 we used to do on a typical day.
The coalition has offered incentives to try to bring in more people. They've also reached out, holding community vaccination events like barbecues and fish fries on Father's Day and Juneteenth. Williams says lack of access is just one of many reasons people aren't getting shots. There's misinformation, thinking COVID just isn't that big of a deal anymore, and medical mistrust that stems from racism.
The pandemic has really magnified something we have lived with for years and centuries. We just live with it. And now, you know, we're trying to correct it. But it's very difficult. There's so much mistrust that's been there. It's there and it's real.
Williams's group is trying to address those issues, and he says he's optimistic. But there are a lot of people who need to be convinced. In Barrows Park and Central Springfield, children dash back and forth between the sprinklers on a splash pad. Rochelle Smith is here with her two-year-old son, Caden. She's clearly been thinking about the vaccine, but says she isn't ready yet.
I'm just waiting, to be honest, because I just feel like, one, it's not approved by the FDA, and two, no one has really had the vaccine for a year yet, so you don't really know what happens after a year. So I'm just waiting until, at first it's like the first vaccine everybody got, so I'm not sure if like later on in life they're gonna have like a second round of vaccine that could have been a little bit more improved and stuff like that.
For now, she says she's wearing her mask indoors and social distancing when it feels appropriate. Under a nearby tree, we meet Wendy Martinez, a home health aide.
W-E-N-D-Y?
I.
See, I'm glad I checked. Wendy
and it, yep. And it's only because the Hispanic in me didn't put a Y in it. I don't know why.
She says her 11-year-old daughter has asthma, and Wendy won't be comfortable getting the shot until her daughter can too.
My kids, who are under 12, cannot get it. If it's not good enough for her, it's not good enough for me, because I would love to get vaccinated. I would love to be able to hold my card and say, yep, I'm good. But all I want is more research. I'm looking 2022, January.
But the Delta variant is spreading now, which heightens the sense of urgency for epidemiologists. Dr. Sarah Hessler is an infectious disease specialist for Bay State Medical Center and the hospital epidemiologist for Bay State Health out in Springfield.
The best treatment is prevention. The best prevention is vaccines. It's truly the best way to try to end this pandemic.
And Springfield is making progress, even if it's slow. At the Springfield Tech vaccination site, Albert Nevis and his daughter were among the people trickling in.
My daughter's a high school student, and she's going back. She's remote, and she's a little concerned with what's going on with the new variant spreading, so she feels like it's a lot safer to get it.
And Nevis says his daughter convinced him to get the vaccine as well.
I was always on the fence, but yeah, it makes sense to get it because she's going to be around high school kids and she doesn't want to spread it to me, so I figure out we're both coming together. It's a good idea to get it.
And why were you on the fence?
Too much politics and medicine mixing together is not a good idea. That's how I feel about it. just my opinion, but I think, you know, you have mixed messages out there.
Representative Williams thinks the kind of family dynamic that helps sway Nieves may be the best way to get the rest of Springfield past those mixed messages.
What we found in our research was that when you go talk to somebody, family member, you know, cousin, friend, they're more apt.
That's what happened with my family. I mean, yeah. My parents got it, I got it, and then one of my brothers was like on the fence, but I was like, it wasn't that bad, I'm fine, and then he went and got
that's,
it.
We found that. That's the best method.
In the meantime, Williams will keep reaching out. As places like Springfield struggle to get their communities vaccinated, we've received new guidance from the CDC this week recommending fully vaccinated people wear masks indoors in places where COVID-19 transmission is high. And there's been a mixed response to that. Earlier this week, we asked those of you in our texting group to share your thoughts. Here's what y'all had to say.
If we've been fully vaccinated and we know that the vaccines work against all of the variants of the virus that we know about today, it's very frustrating to be asked that we put masks back on.
That's Justin in Hopkinton. While he is frustrated, he says he understands there are immunocompromised people for whom the vaccine may not work. For those people, he says he's more than happy to mask up again. But for unvaccinated people, not so much. Stephanie in Dedham also thinks it will help protect those who are vulnerable.
Putting a mask back on in public places is not what I wanted, but it's a small sacrifice to keep my kids, myself, and other high-risk people safe. I had already started wearing masks in stores again, and we've been through much worse.
Lisa in Waltham is thinking about her child, too, and says for that reason, she never took her mask off in the first place.
I have a young daughter, and I am still unsure if I can pass the virus to her or not. Also, I wanted to still model mask wearing when around her so she will keep hers on. I feel like many have forgotten there are young people with zero protection out there when they lifted the mask mandates to begin with.
Eleanor in Lemonster is also thinking about her son.
I wish that my state governor would listen to concerns like this and actually change the recommendations in Massachusetts. I'm really concerned about school in the fall. If I send my son to preschool and they're not doing masking, then, well, I can't send him to school.
Lisa and Carver recovered from COVID-19 and is vaccinated, but remains cautious.
I don't want to get even slightly ill. I certainly don't want to contribute to the spread of the virus. I don't want to wear a mask, but I sincerely don't mind considering the alternative risk.
Good point there, Lisa. I know I'm not the only one feeling like we just keep taking one step forward and two steps back in this pandemic. But I will say, it's nice to hear so many of you are thinking about others and going back to wearing your mask. We'll need a little more of that if we're ever going to see the other side of this. Until then, enjoy your weekend and stay safe, y'all. From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, the greatest combo since being vaccinated and having a little more peace of mind, I'm Paris Alston. Be well. Oh, it's been such a hard year and a half, y'all. But the universe has good news for the lost, lonely, and heartsick. Dear Sugars is hosted by Cheryl Strayed and Steve Almond, who field all your questions, no matter how deep or dark, and offer radical empathy in return. Check out Dear Sugars wherever you get your podcasts.